Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. God is not a man that he should repent from what he says. The Bible says, has he said, and will he not do it? Tonight, we are speaking on the subject, living by the word. I will act upon my word because I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? We are speaking again on the subject, living by the word. The key scripture for tonight can be found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. And it reads from the New International Version. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Beloved, have you ever found yourself in a situation where you knew what God's word said, but on the contrary, acting upon it seemed so difficult for you? How often do we hear the word of God? Through many means. People are sending you text messages. You're reading on WhatsApp. You're reading from your daily devotion. You're hearing from friends. And the word of God managed to come to you in different forms. We read the word or even memorize the word. Yet, most of us, we fail to apply what we read. It is our daily lives. Jesus reminds us in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, that we are to live every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We are to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. But how do we truly live by the word? That is a question I want to ask you tonight. How do we truly live by the word? Number one, believe and trust in God's word. Amen. Before we can live by the word, we must believe that it is true and the word is powerful. According to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham trusted God's promise and obeyed, even when it meant leaving his home without knowing his destination. Obedience is the key. Obey the word of God, my friend, even when it is difficult. I said, obey the word of God, even when it is what? Difficult. And James reminds us that do not merely be the listeners to the word, but deceiving yourself, but rather do on what the word is asking you to do. So do what it is says. I'm encouraging you tonight, do what the word of God says. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, Noah obeyed God and built the ark, even when it seemed unreasonable for him to build an ark. Many people mocked him and said, hey, young man, are you really serious that you are building an ark? That what? That is going to rain? They mocked him, but he knew he had heard the voice of God. I tell you tonight, God speaks to us individually. The Bible says, once the Lord has spoken, twice have I heard that all power belongs to God. Amen. Our scripture that we hear should shape our decisions in life. The scripture that we hear should help our attitude And if our attitude is built on the word of God, we will be able to soar higher and do exploit for the Lord. According to Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b, it says, the people who know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploit. Amen.
Amen.
When we receive the word of God and resist the devil with temptation, and we quote to the devil that we are what God says we are, and we will not allow ourselves to be trapped by the devil, we should speak and declare the word of God in faith at every circumstances. I have a friend that I talk to, this friend on daily basis, and this friend would never quote anything that is negative. Things that are negative is not in the dictionary of my friend. My friend will always quote according to the word of God. That says what the word of God is, because the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. I don't know about what you are feeling, because feeling will not take us to anywhere. The word of God is what we should stand upon. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. Speak the word of God, because life and death lies in the power of your tongue. Somebody hearing me tonight, I'm encouraging you to speak the word of God. Speak life. Speak the things that you don't see. Believe it and act upon the word. God will make it happen. Amen.
Amen.
David declared victory over Goliath before the battle even started, according to 1 Samuel. So faith is calling things Amen. That do not exist as though they were. Don't wait to see things before you declare it. Declare that the battle is won, because you are on God's side. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 119, verse 102, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God will guide us to make good decisions. It will help us to stay on the right path. Beloved, if you want to do something for God, stand on his word, stand on his promises, and say to yourself, because the word of God says so, it would be established. Hallelujah. Joshua Amen. Chapter 1, verse 8 says, meditate on the word of God day in and day out. Meditate on the word of God. I want to encourage you, church, if we meditate on the word of God, our thoughts, our actions will all be that which God has given and fed your spirit. And when you have fed your spirit by that meditation, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will begin to speak nothing but the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us not only hear the word, but live by the word of God daily. Not now. Don't live in the word in now, but live the word of God daily. So in the morning, you live in the word of God. In the afternoon, you live in the word of God. In the evening, you live in the word of God. And any time that you have as your spare time, live in the word of God. I would like to share with you a story that might help you to understand what we are talking about. And this happened in Columbus, Ohio, where I live. In the heart of Columbus, Ohio, there's this lady called Ramona Johnson. She faced an impossible choice. A single mother of two, she had just lost her job, and the weight of bills pressed heavily on her. On December 14, 2019, it was a Sunday. As she sat in church, the pastor preached on Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Ramona felt God urging her to trust in him completely. Next morning, instead of giving in to the fear that usually comes to her, she knelt in prayer, asking God for directions. As she read Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, which reminded her, Ramona, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. She felt a deep peace in her heart. A friend soon called Ramona on her cell phone and offered her a small cleaning job. Though it was not that much, she saw it as God's provision, acting on her faith. She worked diligently, and this is the quote she quoted from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Ramona's dedication caught the attention of the building owner where she cleans every Monday through Friday. The building owner offered Ramona a full-time position as the managing lead over all the cleaning contracts she had in the state of Ohio. Within months, Ramona had not only stabilized her finances, but also started her own cleaning business. Friend, if this is not God, I'm not too sure whether God exists. Ramona hired many people. She had lived very close, and those people had always complained. She told them that if God did it for me, she can do this for you. Friend, her story became a testimony to many here in Columbus, Ohio. A reminder that God's word is not just to be read, but to live on. Don't just read the Bible, but live on the word. Because thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he responded to Satan, the challenge, not his own wisdom, but with scripture. He declared that life is more than physical sustenance. True life is sustained by the word of God, not the food that we eat. Beloved, referencing to the Old Testament, the Israelites had manna. When the Israelites were journeying through the wilderness, they depended on God's provisions for manna. However, they were required to obey God's instructions, gathering only what was needed one day at a time. But human being for you, they wanted more and more to save and to hoard. This tested their trust in God's word. Similarly, I want to remind you tonight that man should not live by bread alone. Jesus said in his word in John chapter 3, verse 35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Just as our bodies need food, our spirit need the living word. Beloved, two things I want you to stand as we are going to pray. Obedience and faith. Obedience is not enough to hear the word, but we must act upon the word of God. Do not be mere listeners of the word, deceiving yourself, but do what the word of God says. When you do that, you will receive the best of the best. My final notice, when I take a dollar bill, the US dollar bill, either $1 or $2, there's an inscription there which always gladdens my heart. It says, in God we trust. Who do you trust tonight? Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But those who put their trust in God will never be disappointed. Trust in this Jesus. Believe in this Jesus. Allow Jesus to be the key indicator of your life. And when you do that, the Lord will help you. Are you merely hearing the word? Are you living by it? Jesus has shown us that true life is found in God's word. Like Noah, like Peter, like the Israelites, we too are called to trust, to obey, and to act on daily life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.